Blog Talk Radio.
Golden dreaming beauty man, if it only fantasy, sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe? There are better days to see. So it seems like the world is tumbling down. It's the darkest time of night, right before
blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. This is Soul Class 340, Part 2, How Students Make Their Teacher Wiser. And we're presenting right now live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unifying Souls Actually. I'm not going to go into what the show is about today as the second part of our mini-series, but I will humbly advise you to go back to the archives in the Blessed Archives section of Soul Class. You'd have to type in Donzusio Goodman, which is D-O-N-Z-U-S-Y-A-G-O-O-D-M-A-N. Go into the archives section and look for Soul Class 337, How Students Make Their Teacher Wiser. And we're now going to turn down the music, and I ask Mechila forgiveness from Blessed Brother in Spirit, Soul, and Prayer from the famous Frankel Shul, Reb Isaac Beton, Yitzhak Beton, and also the president of Beit Mazal. If you want to hear how Jews pray from their cultural perspective of the Sephardic culture, Reb Isaac is from Morocco, who lived in Israel and France, and now in Brooklyn, the United Republic of Brooklyn. Sooner or later going to become the 52nd state of this USA Unifying Souls Actually. So just turn down the music. Please forgive me, Rabbi Isaac. And let's go on with the shoe, because here comes the time. Please excuse me, Rabbi Isaac. Okay, here we go. Okay. That was Rabbi Isaac Beton. Blessed souls, I want to state a caveat. Again, my name is Donzusio Goodman, and I am what is known as a Torah Askan, a Torah activist, meaning I have learned for the past 27-plus years a branch of Torah within the oral and written the oral and written Torah tradition known as Chabad Chassidus, which has been under the aegis of seven Lubavitch Rebbes, all direct descendants of King David and King Solomon. And therefore, with that being said, I just want to mention as well, I am not an official spokesman for the Lubavitcher Educational Outreach Movement. Rather, I am just a member of that movement. I am a proud member in the sense that I thank the Most High for allowing me to have this, what I think is an unadulterated merit. And therefore as well, I want to mention as a caveat that whatever I say on the show is of my own personal opinion, and neither are my viewpoints to be considered the final word or the ultimate authority. I am not the grand rabbi of anything. I'm just a Torah activist. I consider myself, as well as a Torah activist, a cyberspace Torah librarian to make you aware of certain traditions you might not have known or certain lines of reasoning. And therefore, part of that process of my having what I think is a great merit to be involved in this type of activism is that I do not I do not preclude the ideologies of other cultural backgrounds. And as well, I don't debate them about the validity, or we might consider the non-validity, of their philosophical viewpoints from a Torah perspective. Rather, I allow them to present their viewpoints, and I present mine. And I allow you, the blessed souls out there, to listen and do your own research. Again, one of the thrusts of my aims as well is to promote these seven Noahide commandments. Now, we don't go into them directly in terms of elucidating them on each and every show, but as part of the spirit of any member of the blessed nations of the earth being interested in understanding what is their obligations as a member of what I call the human family experience. I don't like to use the term race. Neither do I like to look at human beings as white people, black people, brown people, white people, or green people, olive-colored people, because I think paramount to human consciousness about our experience here on the earth, that we should understand we have a divine image, which is mentioned more than once in the book of Genesis. It's mentioned in the oral Torah traditions as well. The similarities and sometimes there are nuances between the divine images of the Israelites and the children of all the nations of the world. But again, not to separate us, but for us to understand where we all stand. I should try to understand where my right hand is in relation to my left hand. And though I may be, I'm just saying as an example, although I'm not actually, let's say I'm ambidextrous with my right or left hand, at one point or another, it could be differentiated which hand has the better ability to carry out my task in writing out the thoughts of my mind and the meditations of my heart. So that being said, I want to send a big shout out based on a very warm reunion I had with three very dear friends from my college days when I was looking for my roots. And one of the means by which I was able, as I believe these men were and still are messengers of the Most High, none other than Russ Michael Nichols, who is a record producer who 3+ years ago put out a record called Roots and Rights, in the genre of reggae, with bass player, lyricist, and lead singer of the band Exodus Supreme, and the keyboardist, and also I believe he played saxophone, Ricky Williams. And we all met this past Monday on President's Day, which was a day of upliftment for myself. And also I had the unadulterated merit of going to visit their aunt, Ketora Bas Ruben Claire, as she is in the process of having her full health to the best of her ability at her current age, wonderful age of 85, I believe, that she is in the process of having her health restored. And may the Most High bless Ketora Bas Ruben Claire in all that. Also, I had a nice warm conversation with Jamelia Williams, who is the daughter of Silla Jandaya, or Jamelia Jandaya. So this is also a warm shout-out to you, Jamelia. And hopefully later in the show, I want to play a track from their CD from 4 years ago, which is called Pearls of Wisdom by Exodus Supreme. And you can Facebook friend with Jamelia Jandaya on Facebook, and also Cillian Jandaya. Also, you can look up their group as Exodus Supreme, Exodus Supreme, if you like the genre of reggae music. So I just want to mention that, and hopefully in the future we're going to have more collaborations between ourselves, and hopefully there'll be some very good news which can be mutually shared between myself, Don Dusu Goodman, and the members of Exodus Supreme in a way of upliftment for all of us in a peaceful and pleasant manner. So now let's further go on with the show. And I like being transparent with my listeners. Also, someone sent me an email before the show. I don't know if I want to mention this person's name. Don't want to cause any embarrassment that one time they appeared in a past show and they thought that perhaps they brought up a matter which might confuse the listeners. I don't think there's anything to confuse our listeners with. We just don't want people to come on and openly missionize. And even if missionaries come on the show, we will set the parameters because we're running the show. I mean, this is my unadulterated right, since we produce the show, if we call this a show or a program, whatever humble efforts we're toiling over to try to expand our listenership from the Arba Conference of Arts from the four corners of the earth to uplift, hopefully on a person-to-person basis, our experience here on the Most High's blessed earth. So let's go further. Again, this is part two of program which started 2 weeks ago with Dennis Ryan. And Dennis, unfortunately, my co-host, usually on our flagship show, could not join me today because, Ruch Hashem, thank God, he's vacationing, I believe, up in Vermont, and hopefully him and his wife, if any family members, his children or grandchildren are there, I hope they're all having a wonderful time and feeling a restoration of spirit and soul and body by vacationing up in Vermont. So hopefully this Sunday, Dennis will rejoin us. As you know, Dennis is an activist for the dissemination and promotion of the teachings of Rambam. Okay, so this is, we're just going to pick up where we were before, and just to remind you that we were plucking inspirations from what was the Torah portion that the Jewish, Hebrew, Israelite congregations around the world read 34 days ago, Parshas Yisro, the Torah portion of Jethro, which starts at chapter 18, verse 1, and concludes at chapter 20, verse 23. So now we're going to pick up where we left off. It's just too much to recapitulate, and we only have about 20 minutes more to go. So, in the manner that Israel, the nation of Israel, Ashtemes Veshvatim, Shayisrael, received the Torah via Moshe, Moses, the mighty prophet, was not in the same manner. That point A, and again, I'm going to be making references to certain types of terminologies, which you'd have to go to the archive version, which of this two-part mini-series you'd have to access, so I'm not going to review what it means right now, but I'm just going to say it. So in the manner that Israel received the Torah via Moshe, Moses was not in the same manner that of point A, referring to Adam, Chanoch, Methuselah, and Noah, and Abraham, how they received divine instruction, is how we understand that Midrash, which is an oratory teaching. However, we remind ourselves publicly, all the righteous souls from point A, all being prophets, did in fact receive divine instruction, harot melamaila, harot eloki, godly instruction, either directly from Creator as evidenced openly in Scripture, as we can learn about what was written concerning Adam, Noah, and Avraham, when concerning Chanoch and Methuselah, we need to turn more directly to the oral Torah elucidations, Torah Shebaal Peh, and also who gave them the tradition that existed up until the time of, say, Chanoch and Methuselah, and how they themselves, Chanoch and Methuselah, were transmitters of divine instruction and traditions, again, handed down to them from previous generations to future generations. As well, from the Talmudic tractate in Yoma, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, page 28, side B, we learn from our sages that, in fact, Abraham, although he did not receive the Torah in the same way that the Israelites received it, to the extent that he fulfilled mitzvahs or commandments, which would later be identified as written commandments with all the oral Torah elucidations, he actually had prophetic insight and also was privy to the innovations that were revealed by future Israelite sages. At the time that such instructions were revealed, such as eventually there would be the oral Torah tradition of Erev Tafshilin, which from that point onward, which was from 2,500 plus years ago, would empower the Israelite Jewish festival observer to prepare food on a Yom Tov, a holiday day, for the Sabbath, Shabbos, in a permissible manner. With the above being said, we turn to a concept which stresses not only the positive effect of point A, again, referring to teacher. The positive effect of point A, referring to teacher, can experience based on the words of discussion generated by point B, which is referring to teacher-student. Now, we are extracting from a Talmudic tractate in Chagiga, chapter 14, side A, which is the oral Torah tradition of how the festival offering was brought, where again, we can learn more about how the words of the student cause his or her teacher to grow wiser. Now, this type of scenario, again, you go to a class, you go to become wiser or to get the knowledge you get, to get the grade you get for the course you're taking towards the degree you're getting. So obviously, teacher is in an elevated position. But in the course of the class or the course of the semester, there are times where students raise insightful questions based on the prior knowledge given to them and the knowledge they're getting. Existential moment where teacher is giving them a teaching which fires the imagination of the student. They grasp the concept and they ask a question and they cause the teacher now to grow wiser in recapitulating what they had previously explained in a way that brings out a new nuance in the teaching. So the question is, from where is such possibility actualized, whereby the receiver of teaching, or excuse me, let me say this again. I'm very excited today because of I'm still feeling good from the good vibes I had with meeting with the past and present members of Exodus Supreme, the reggae band from Paterson, New Jersey. From where is such possibility actualized whereby receiver of a teaching helps grow wiser the transmitter of such a teasing, of such a teaching, excuse me. A little sloppy with my lips today. This issue can be resolved by boiling down all the compounds of the teacher and student relationship to, again, if we recognize student as point B, questioning the elucidation / intellectual presentation of point A, which then can cause a type of bitul, a type of an expression which means nullification. Now, not that doesn't mean the teacher stops giving the class or they resign from their position, but they now have to go back to their previous level of consciousness and saying, wait a minute, although I have a certain mastery of the subject matter, I have to, so to speak, lay flat that consciousness. And so to speak, type A teacher must go back central processing unit within their mind, so to speak, going back to the cognitive central processing unit drawing board, chalkboard of his or her mind, and you reformulate his or her presentation as teacher. Generating an opportunity now at that moment for teacher to go deeper into the intellect they previously had comprehended and effect within him or her in the position of teacher a new explanation packed with additional understanding supercharged from his or her what is known as and is identified in Panimiyat Torah, the inner dimensions of Torah, their Koach HaMaskil, which psychology calls their subconscious. But from the oral Torah inner dimension perspective, we call it superconsciousness because it's more than the normal normative cognitive processing experience of a human being. Now, this will produce, it should produce, a new flash of insight, the proverbial eureka or the light bulb going off on top of the cartoon character's head, enabling point A teacher to respond to point B, student's question, and provide with that additional bounty of information, that which can now satisfy and intellectually satiate point B. Point B here is student's consciousness, until at least point B, with his or her having the proper intent, is now empowered to pose actually the next insightful question to cause point A teacher to grow even wiser once again. And the process becomes like an oscillating consciousness. Teacher, student, student, teacher, student. Teacher grows wiser, the student gains knowledge. And there can be a greater sense of teacher cherishing and appreciating student. And of course, the student appreciates teacher more because teacher is responding to their level of consciousness, acknowledging it, validating it, and helping it to grow even more. And maybe one day point B student will want to be like point A a teacher. It's a very positive, empowering process, blessed souls. So to speak, point B student is via his or her good questioning causing point A teacher to become a student upon the concept or concepts he or her were previously recognized as being, so to speak, the master at some level of that concept. Now, once point A teacher has encountered a new means of presenting the material covered previously transmitted to point B, which is student point B, or point B student, has the Bechira Chafshis, the free choice, want to make the elevated decision to dedicate and rededicate him or herself to learning the new bounty of consciousness afforded them because of their previously well thought out question to point A teacher. As well, point B, being in a meritorious realm of student, also has the Bechira Chafshis, the freedom of choice, to decide if they want to prepare him or herself to accept the premise, since which was presented to them in the form of information by point A teacher, since they were not yet at point A. So the level of bittul that also must be accepted wholeheartedly and hopefully internalized by point B student is that he or she also must accept the fact that they are somewhat constricted by their current level of consciousness of the subject matter being taught, and they also must accept upon themselves the bittul, the sense of nullification, laying themselves flat, so to speak, going back to the drawing board as they reevaluate their potentialities as a student, and even as they grow in consciousness, that can be a steady elevation, class by class, word by word, assignment by assignment. Yet still, to humble themselves and feel a sense of bittul, that their consciousness is contracted in relation to teacher, but at the same time too, feel the joy of being aware of the fact their consciousness is flexible, and is flexible enough to expand as per how he or she understood and toiled to internalize the previous information shared with them and what they are accessing right now, which is flowing within his or her blessed mind. So before we go further, blessed souls, now I want to go and play Chant Down Babylon by Exodus Supreme, the band I was telling you about. And I hope you enjoy the song, and then we'll make our concluding statement. And then we'll see what happens then. So here's now Chant Down Babylon by Exodus Supreme. At the beginning, you hear lead singer and lyricist and bass player and producer Sila Jedaya make a chant, and then you can hear the rest of the song. I apologize to Exodus Supreme because I'm not sure who the lead singer takes over after Sila does his initial chant. This is Chant on Babylon. Enjoy.
Scientific expert. You know what you possess? Our magnificence. And call up my knees and I repent. Forgive me, Jah, for what I have done. And forgive me for what I have not undone. The kingdom come,
revelation. Unity, labor unity, yeah.
with a new strategy. We're gonna overcome corporate tyranny. And when Babylon, 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 Babylon must fall. Babylon must referee and repent, raise his past and raise his present. Only reparation can redeem the injustices of your supremacy. We are going to seek reparation and demand that payment. But then we're not waiting. What you're debating, our wealth will be creating. As we shut down Babylon, shut down Babylon, Babylon must fall. We are going to shut down Babylon, shut down Babylon, once and for all. You get a better bargain. They got all kind of jargon, and with force and a public policy, spreading economic inequality. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Them stories of historic times is just a history of them crimes. There's a higher law than them constitution. Equal rights and restitution. Make way, shut down Babylon, shut down Babylon, Babylon must fall. We are going to shut down Babylon, shut down Babylon, once and for all.
That was Chant Down Babylon by Exodus Supreme. By the way, blessed souls, if you live in the New York City area in the outer environs, I'd like to invite you openly to check out Exodus Supreme's website, which is www.exodussupreme.net. And as well, they have email at Exodus Supreme, EXODUSSUPREME at Verizon, VERIZON.net. You can also connect to their hotline, which is 973-279-2810. And again, this was from their Pearls of Wisdom CD, which was produced, I believe, in 2009. So big up to the Exodus Supreme Posse, and let's now go on with the last portion of our program. And as we do that too, we also have to prepare our flagship concluding music, which is of course Home by David Dome. So we're going to kind of try to multitask, which is a little bit difficult when you're a one-man show, at least for today. And let's just see here, we're just going to pull up that, and we're just going to get that music ready. Okay. Now let us now, blessed souls, transport our minds to another dimension, a teacher connecting to point B, student, and consider the teacher-student scenario as a relationship, and one relationship that is by and large overlooked from the biblical perspective, from the Torah perspective, but is talked about or written at length because Moses, Moshe, was told to write these down by the Most High. He just didn't do it out of nepotism. He was instructed to write the following dialogue, which you can learn more about by going to the book of Exodus, the movement of all conscious people, the book of Exodus, Sefer Shmos, chapter 18, verses 14-15, quote, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing to the people, meaning the 12 tribes of Israel, he said, quote, what is this thing that you are doing to the people? End of quote. And then starting again, another quote in verse 15. Why are you alone seated while all the people stand around you from morning until evening? Now, Lesser tells Yisrael was in fact not just a high priest of Midian. In fact, he was the ex-high priest of Midian, the Kohen Midian, because he renounced idolatry. And in fact, he converted to become an Israelite. And this his meeting with Moshe, Moses, and the 12 tribes was a reuniting of not just him and Moshe, Moses, which 8+ months before he had allowed him, given him permission. Can you imagine the humility of Moshe, Moses, that he had made, he had taken an oath with Jethro, Yisro, that he would not leave him unless he gave him permission. And when he explained to Jethro 9 months previously, approximately, that the Most High appeared to him through the burning bush, which of course you can read in the book of Exodus, Jethro gave him permission. Obviously, when someone comes to you and looks like a prophet of God and tells you the Most High is sending him on a mission, who could refuse? But now, several months later, before the receiving of the Torah, and we have to share with this perspective, ourselves, that all the Israelites were present at the time of the giving what is known by the world as the Ten Commandments. Jethro also was there because he had converted, and he brought none other than Moshe's Eshes Chayil, his wife of valor, Tzipporah, and his two sons. And he was questioning how Moshe Moses was now administrating over the Israelites when they came to him with questions and matters of how to fulfill divine instruction. He was doing it because he understood he himself was not only the former high priest of Midian, he was also one of the advisors to Pharaoh, Paro, the wise king of Egypt, up until that point, where the Israelites left Egypt, the most sophisticated and intellectually, cognitively supercharged civilization of its time. So he was a man who understood how to administrate, and he advised Moshe to spread his inner potential, his inner ability to teach and elucidate the law, the teachings of the Most High, Esh Das Lamo, the fiery law unto his people, which is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 32, and appoint judges over different number groupings of the Israelites. Jethro said, don't just take it as my advice, because I had experience as an administrator to Paro, whose land you just left several months back. Just don't take my advice because I was the former high priest, the Kohen Midian. Please ask of the Most High if my advice is something that is something according to the Torah, which he is transmitting to you. So we can humbly suggest, blessed souls, that Jethro went from extreme to extreme, from an idolater himself to actually an Israelite, a converted Israelite. And he came with advice, not only with the surety or the assertion that it's what Moshe, he suggested to him that he should do, but also the humility is that don't trust my advice alone as a human being, because I know, Moshe, my beloved, my blessed son-in-law, you have the ability to speak to the Most High when you so choose. Ask of the Most High. And Moshe did, and Rashi elucidates upon this, and Moshe talks about this later on in the book of Deuteronomy, where he does a recapitulation of the entire Torah, which is the fifth book of the five books of Moses. So, blessed souls, we see here an example, another deeper dimension, where actually point B, student, empowers point A, teacher, to be more efficient in the dispersion of the consciousness. Point A, teacher, or in the case prophet and leader, wishes to make more accessible the teachings of the Most High. Now, how does that apply to our own lives, blessed souls? I'm not going to give you a direct answer, but rather I'm going to suggest to you humbly to meditate upon the point I'm sharing with you. And this is coming from Don Dusio Goodman, Torah activist, Torah Askan. And reminding everyone that Torah is of such a means of accessing your divine image that even though we're talking about a discussion that took place over 3,325 5 years ago, that there's something that you and I can learn in the 21st century. I'm not going to tell you what to learn out from it, but I'm asking you to do the research on your own, and to empower you, you can turn to this teaching from the verses and the chapter that I mentioned to you during this program today from the book of Exodus. And to, in all-out sincerity, I humbly advise you to learn what Rashi says, the foremost elucidator on the oral Torah tradition of the Chumash, the five books of Moses, not only for your own edification, but also to get a better understanding of who we are as the Hebrew Israelite Jewish congregation in the world today. And with that being said, blessed souls, we're going to end off with a song which I think is fitting to today's program and the conclusion of this two-part mini-series, When the Student Makes the Teacher Wiser. Every day is a mirror. So when teacher looks at student, what does teacher see? And when student sees teacher, what does student see? In this relationship, teacher, student, student, teacher. The important thing is that student should grow, but should be in a way that teacher is also growing as well, and hopefully being satiated and encouraged to grow in their abilities, not just to give over rote, dry, antiquated, ancient knowledge, but to understand that the sparks of godliness, especially when it's Torah teachings, biblical teachings, all in written Torah traditions, are applicable in this very moment, because the source of all these teachings is from a Creator who is higher than past, present, and future. So, just to remind you, blessed souls, this is Every Day by David Domo. Help us get back home, to make us realize that our divine image will help us go from scrimmage. Our Tzelem Elokim is no dream. And remember, Hatev HaTov LaHeitiv, it's the nature of the good to do good. And since you are in this world, blessed souls, you are good because the source of your existence is from Hatev HaTov LaHeitiv. It's the nature of the good to do good. So let's go do it. And hopefully we'll reunite this coming Sunday, which I guess would be February 23rd in the morning. And we'll be posting our promotion for the show, hopefully very soon, if not tonight, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, after the Blessed Shabbat, and if not, Sunday morning, whatever it may be. But just to let you know, these things are coming down the pipeline, because we're thinking, blessed souls, that we can reach more and more human beings, all blessed, anointed, with the, and never to be disappointed with the divine image. It's going to help us get out of this exile Babylon crisis, this state of confusion, where too many people don't understand their purpose here on the earth. And not that I, Don Goodman, are going to tell you what your purpose is, but I can share with you teachings, blessed souls, from 27 plus years of having the great unadulterated school's merit of learning Torah and interacting with many good people from all different walks of life, of different cultures and faiths, that we can somehow put the pieces together and make the puzzle that will fit properly into the mezgeret, into the frame that the Almighty has given us. The framework of reconstituting in a much more higher and more elevated fashion the conditions that existed in the Garden of Eden before that initial occurrence between Adam and Eve, which hopefully we'll see speed in the days, when the line of Judah will roar out Torah Chadash Mititetze, insights of Torah that have never been revealed, even to the likes of Jethro and Zipporah and Moses and King David and Solomon, and the future Israelite sages, and Noah, and children of Noah, sages as well. Take care, everyone. B'hamshich, to be continued. B'hav achad, one love, girl achad, one destiny kulano. B'rachi noam, in a pleasant way, darkhi shalom, and in a peaceful way. Take care.
When you learn this, you will love. Every day is a lesson in exercising restraint. Too much kindness is destructive. A bloom that's set to pop. But the love must never stop.
Yeah, we'll find a way. Learning every day, every day.
Every night the window. Quiet time to review. Looking back at all those people remind you of what the truth gets through to you. A gift presented to you to see the good that's in others.